Breast cancer is the most common form of cancer among American women. The role genetics plays in who gets breast cancer has been reported on a lot recently. But there are also other risk factors. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with oncologist Dr. Ann Partridge of the Dana-Farber Institute about the lifestyle changes women can make to help reduce their risk.
Let's talk briefly about who is at most risk for getting breast cancer in the general population, not genetics, not family history.
Sure. Well, there are a number of factors that have been shown over and over again to be associated with increased risk of breast cancer. I first want to state that we scientists and researchers are really good at looking at big populations and saying what proportion of women will get breast cancer and what are those risk factors. But we as doctors and healthcare recommenders are terrible at predicting which individual woman will get breast cancer. So what are the modifiable risk factors for breast cancer? Well, there are environmental risk factors like exposure to certain kinds of toxins, which people in general don't have their own ability to change, but we can change as a society, like get carcinogens out of, you know, certain places and avoid, you know, estrogen if it's not going to help you, like hormone replacement therapy, which we were doing for everybody, but now we only do if people really, really need it because it could increase risk of breast cancer. And then there are these individual choices and individual risks that we can modify. And those things are the following. One, women who are overweight, especially after age 18 and beyond, but especially after menopause, have a higher risk of developing breast cancer. Common sense would dictate that it would be good for those women to lose weight and try and get to what we call an ideal body mass index for their height and their weight. Second big risk factor is exercise. And of course, that's related. Women who exercise on a regular basis, those women have had lower risk of developing breast cancer.
What is it about being overweight that increases a woman's risk?
That's a great question, and we're not really sure. A lot of scientists are looking into it, but what we think it has to do with is what's been termed energy balance. So it's kind of the input and the output, and that's, you know, the diet and the exercise. And what you want to do is achieve good balance where someone's not net gaining weight or overweight. And we think it probably has to do with both hormones. And women who are overweight often have higher levels of estrogen. And it probably also has to do with the hormone insulin. And women who are overweight tend to have higher levels of insulin. And people who don't exercise also tend to have higher levels. So we're really trying to work out the actual mechanisms. But we think it has to do with the hormonal milieu or the hormonal environment, so to speak, for people who don't exercise and or who gain weight and have excess body mass.
Now, in terms of exercise, which could be 30 minutes of walking 5 times a week, but that basically has to be steady state, because if you stop the exercising, the benefits drop off. You have to incorporate this as a regular lifestyle change, correct?
Correct. It's good for prevention of other solid tumors and cancer, prevention of diabetes. And so I think exercise is kind of a no-brainer. And it's really tough in our society. We live in what one of my colleagues has called an obesogenic society. So everything's convenience, and our lifestyles have made it very difficult, I think, for many people to get the recommended exercise. And that may be part of why we see increasing rates of breast cancer.
That's oncologist Ann Partridge speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.